I think things are changing. There is a lot more public interest. When the Irish Association of Suicidology was founded in 1996 by myself, the late Dr. Michael Kelleher, and Dan Neville, there was very little in the public realm about suicide at that time. Thanks to Dan Neville, suicide had just been decriminalised in 1993, and we were the last Western European country to do that, which is a shame for a caring Christian country like ours. Now, of course, there are a multiplicity of voluntary organizations, both local and national, deeply involved in removing the stigma attached to suicide and in preventing suicide and in supporting those who've been bereaved through suicide. And that augurs well for the health of what's happening. And I think eventually it will have an impact on suicide rates. Of course, the problem is for us as a society, as a voluntary organization, and for us as caring individuals, we never know when we've prevented a suicide. We always know when we haven't, because the evidence is there before us. What else can one say? We have our National Suicide Prevention Strategy, Reach Out, which is in its third year of operation now. The tragedy about that, of course, is that the guaranteed funding to implement all the strands of that very comprehensive strategy has not been forthcoming as promised. For instance, I believe 5.5 million was promised for the first 3 years of its implementation, but only 3.5 million arrived. We know there are cutbacks now in the health service, and one strand that the health service is going to suffer on that is mental health and the implementation of our marvellous strategy for the development of the mental health services, the vision for the future. That's not really going to be implemented as promised, and it hasn't been. And of course, we know that mental illness is a big factor in many suicides, not in all, because of course, suicide is a very complex problem involving all aspects of society. So we were a bit upset by those kind of cutbacks. But nonetheless, I think we have a very healthy voluntary movement, which is going to make up the shortfall, we hope. But that does need nurturing and funding as well.
You mentioned that we, in a Christian society, that all this is happening, and it does seem very strange that such an important area of funding as suicide should be a part of a cutback and left to the voluntary sector. How prepared are the voluntary sector to cope with it?
Well, I think more and more prepared. I think 15 years ago, very ill prepared, and there was not very much knowledge about suicide in the public realm. Now there is. And there have been a lot of exciting organisations. I mentioned our own, the Irish Association of Suicidology, the National Suicide Research Foundation, which is doing excellent research. Organisations like Console for supporting the bereaved, Piata House for dealing with people who are suicidal, and SOS, based in Wicklow, which these are really dynamic, thriving organisations with great vision of what should be done and what needs to be done.
In today's world, perhaps there isn't the same emphasis on a spiritual aspect of people's lives as there was in the past. Do you think that makes a difference?
I think it makes a considerable difference. The various churches have had a great healing role in society, whatever that religion might be. I mean, we have some splendid papers on the mosque as a healing institution, and you can say exactly the same of the Catholic Church and all other churches. And of course, it has helped to integrate people into society. Fortunately, of course, pastoral practice has moved on a great deal, and gone are the days when anybody who ended their life by suicide would be denied Christian burial, for instance. And we have a much more caring attitude now. But there's still some people in the churches that look at the sin aspect of it rather than, you know, the tragedy that it is. I think there's much more spiritual comfort about, and you just have to look now, I think, about how, in the majority of cases, the funeral of somebody who's died by suicide is dealt with in a very supportive fashion, taking into consideration the tragedy that it is and the need to support those who've been bereaved through suicide and comforting them.
Finally, Dr. Connolly, could you, in your experience, do you have any opinion on what it is today that has caused the increase in suicide, particularly in young males?
Well, again, we're talking about you're asking me a very complex question, and the answer would take quite a considerable time to outline, but it has to do, I think, sometimes with spiritual values. It has to do with the changes in Irish society over that last 30 years in particular, the fact that a lot of males drop out of education, the fact that suicide somehow or other has become sanitized in Western society, and therefore the threshold at which people turn to suicidal behavior in an effort to, as it were, solve their problems, not that suicide is a solution, has been lowered. And those are the things that are worrying. There's also, of course, the fact that the media have a role to play in this. And we know that certain kinds of reporting of suicide can, in fact, bring about copycat suicide, particularly in adolescents, particularly in adolescent males, and, funnily enough, in the elderly.
At present time, where you are at now in your organisation, the Irish Association of Suicidology, what are your hopes for the future?
Our hopes for the future, well, we are taking a very good look at ourselves now after 12 years, because much of what we set out to do in terms of bringing suicide into the public domain as an important issue has been achieved. I think we see our role very much as collating information about suicide, continuing with education of the general public and our public representatives and indeed the professions. We need to be very active in promoting the proper guidelines for the portrayal of suicide in the media, both in the news media and in soap operas and the like, helping and supporting other voluntary organizations as much as we can with whatever little expertise we might have.